The Holy Spirit won't meet your needs secretly, because the Holy Spirit would share everything you give through the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit gives it. What you give through the Holy Spirit, which is love, is for the whole sonship, not for part of it. So leave the Holy Spirit his function, for the Holy Spirit will fulfill his function if you but ask the Holy Spirit to enter your relationships and bless them for you. Okay. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. So what I like to do is take about 3 or 4 minutes for everybody to either silently say it or you can say it out loud. But I am going to do what the Course says instead of analyze it. So let's take a minute, go within. You may have a relationship, you may have a situation, you may have a circumstance in your life right now or need that you feel needs to be met. It's the function of God to meet that need. It's the function of love to meet that need, not you. So the Holy Spirit will openly meet this need. This need will not be indirectly met. This need will not be met in a hidden way. This need is going to be met for you openly. And all we have to do is to start to give permission to have active receptivity to receiving the answer. And the way that we show our willingness to have the healing be done for us, the way that we show our willingness to have the situation healed for us, is to say, I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask love to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask love to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask love to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask love to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask God to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask peace to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask peace to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask peace to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask God to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask God to enter my relationships and bless them for me. I ask the truth to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I ask the truth to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I am not alone, and I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him, and he is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon God. I have invited God, and God is here. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and to bless them for me. Anyone want to, on Wednesday I try to open it up a little bit more, anybody want to either share in some way or get clarification of what it is we're supposed to do to allow the healing to be done in any situation for us? Is everybody clear about what you do to allow a situation to be healed or a relationship to be healed for you?
around the empathy part. I was always taught to believe that empathy was trying to put yourself in another person's shoes and walk the path with them. And now I'm hearing that that's not quite the way the Course interprets that.
The course interprets it.
Particularly the part about going back into that kind of takes you back into the past.
Right. Well, see, what it means by perpetuating the past is that we learned in the past to do exactly what you just said.
We learned in the past that true empathy was entering the suffering with somebody, joining them in the suffering, and somehow or another that was going to lighten the burden. And the Course says that true empathy is sitting quietly next to somebody and letting the Holy Spirit relate through you to that person, letting your awareness of love relate through you, let the awareness of power relate through you. Staying in a place of love and power yourself, because what that person really needs is someone to represent the power and strength that they really are, that they are now may not be in touch with because of the suffering that they think they're going through.
So you carry
right
that
now.
For them until they can carry it themselves.
Exactly. Okay. Because if you join with them, all you're doing is perpetuating the suffering and making it real. So the thing that's so cool about the Course is that it says point blank that the truth is just the opposite of everything that the world teaches. So if the world says join in suffering, the truth is you don't join in the suffering. You stay strong so that you can allow God to relate through you to the other person. And then it told us that if you are about to judge this situation, like you said, you just walked up on a situation and where a person is suffering, and then you wonder what to do. He says, well, just keep one thought in mind and don't lose sight of that thought, no matter how tempted you may be. And what is that? There you go.
Right. Welcome, but I'm here, and now he's going to do the work. I can step back into that.
Okay, that's the answer. That's the answer. That's the one thought that this section said that we should keep in mind. So again, in the new level that I want to move with the Course, it's really about what did the Holy Spirit tell us that we should do? And if at all possible, go ahead and do it. That's why I stopped right there and say, I asked the Holy Spirit to enter my relationships and bless them for me. Then I went back and said, I would not intrude the past upon my guests. I have invited him and he's here. I'm not alone. I wouldn't intrude the past on my guests. Because I'm committed. Because you know we're going to walk up on a situation before today is over that you're going to be tempted to judge. That's just a given. And the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to be tempted to use your past learning in order to deal with that situation. And the past learning always involves some form of sacrifice, some form of judging, joining in the suffering, or thinking that you got to try to do something on your own. That's what it means by the past. It means the past in my perception in terms of content, not the past in terms of form. The content is, I have learned in the past I should join in the suffering, and now I'm being told that I should not join in the suffering, but what I should do is sit quietly by and let love and truth relate through me, and that the joining in the suffering is what I must refuse to understand. And then, so what do I do? Well, what you do is, what do you mean when you sit quietly by? Well, I sit quietly by, I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him and he is here. I need do nothing but not interfere. Then you have opened yourself up to true humility, because you're now saying, I recognize I don't know, which is the same as saying I recognize that God does know. And so God will do God's part if I do my part, right? Okay, what is my part? My part is not to join in the suffering. My part is to keep one thought in mind, no matter how tempted I am to judge the situation and go, I'm not alone. I wouldn't intrude the past upon my guest. I've invited him. He's here. I need to do nothing but not to interfere. I ask the Holy Spirit to enter this situation and to bless it for me. Those are the instructions about how to allow a healing to be done for us. Then if there's something for you to say, something for you to do, somewhere for you to go, the Holy Spirit will tell you what that is. And I wouldn't even begin to attempt to tell you what that is in this class, because that would be answering your question from the level of the ego, because there is no specific form of an answer that I can give you for every situation, but there is definitely an attitude that we can take in every situation, and that attitude is what? I'm not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guest. I have invited him and he's here. I need do nothing except not to interfere.
One of the things that I utilize for interfere is, I will not interfere.
That's